I'm Wendy.
I'm Lori.
Welcome to
Hot Topics,
Cool Friends. Well, hello, everybody. You're not even going to believe who we have in the studio today. We have the Dwayne Horst with Overcash Air, Horst and Heating, Heating and Air Conditioning. Don't forget the air conditioning. So welcome, Dwayne.
Yeah,
thanks
welcome.
For coming.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So how many years you've been in business?
The business has been there 67 years. They've been on Centennial Road since 1961. And Centennial Road was a one-lane dirt road at that time with a one-lane steel span bridge over 10 Mile Creek. So that was way back in the early quarry days. I've owned it since 1993. The Overcashier family had it prior to then. They worked for me for 7 years after I bought it. Now they're all retired and enjoying life.
Nice.
So how did you get from, you're an Archbold High School graduate, right?
Yes, I am.
So how did you get from Archbold High School to this career? Was this your first, what was your first job ever?
First job ever was farm kid, driving tractors and not appreciating the hard work and life's lessons until later in life when it was like, oh, I know how to do that. And it came in handy. But I was allergic to everything on the farm. And my neighbor was a heating and air conditioning contractor. He used Honeywell electronic air filters in his house and office. So when I went there to work for him, my breathing difficulties cleared up. So I became a fan of electronic air filters and started studying the heating and air conditioning industry. Went to college for a business degree, but always looked at heating and air. And that's how I got started. I met the Overcashiers in a class that I was teaching on geothermal heat transfer. They said if I ever wanted to move to the big city of Toledo, they would hire me. So in 83, I decided I was going to make that move, and I've been here ever since.
And you live in Sylvania, right?
I actually live in Springfield Township right now. The business is in Sylvania Township, and we specialize in heating and air, like I said, but we try to work with the industry to advance our industry. Back in the day of Holland Furnace, and only your oldest of listeners will remember this, they were shysters, crooks, heating and air conditioning was not well thought of, a lot of problems. We've worked way past that to make ours a professional industry with professional results, professional products, professional installers, but our industry still has people that don't value professionalism. So you still hear the horror stories. Paid too much, got too little, I'm not happy with what I have. Oversizing is just a terrible part of our industry. So you buy something, but because it's oversized, it doesn't work well. You don't get the comfort you pay for. But I want to talk a lot about our industry today, but we can, you know, talk about other things as well.
Well, I wanted to know how you got from, you know, living in Archbold to starting the business out here. That's always was interesting to me. I did read that do you hire Rocket football players for internships? Is that what I read? Are you still doing that?
I still do that. We've done it now for years. We started out with summer help in our warehouse and extra hands on the job. And it's great for the football players. They're allowed 2 months of earning. And prior to NIL, they had no extra money except summer jobs. They were good to us. We were good to them. It became a tradition that we would take 4 or 5 Toledo football players every summer, and we just had a blast. And I run a charity golf outing at Highland Meadows Golf Club, and it's in June. Well, June is my busiest month, so I couldn't run the tournament properly. The coaching staff brought me a young defensive lineman that needed an internship to graduate. I put him in charge of the golf tournament. He was a kid from Flint, never touched a golf club or a golf course. I said, that's not what it's all about. It's what is the business aspect of golf and life? Mm-hmm. And he worked for, I think, 8 weeks he had to get this tournament put together and learned so much about business, so much about golfers, country clubs, even though we're a golf club, not a country club.
Fundraising. All the
and things. He more than doubled my fundraising results from the year before.
That's awesome.
And that was the eye-opener because he worked on it every day. Mm-hmm. I didn't have time to do that. Mm-hmm. And that humble start, I was working at about $2,000 charitable contribution. He made it $4,500. It's now up to $13,800 this year. Wow. So the Toledo football players have taken that and really run with it. So that's been, I'm so happy we were able to start that and continue it. Mm-hmm. And it's just changed lives for Highland Meadows people and for our interns.
That's awesome. So with the NIL, I always get those confused. It can continue?
Yes. Okay. Because not every player qualifies for mm-hmm. NIL money.
Very true. Or most of them don't, right?
You know, there's the superstars of the NFL, and then there's all the grunts that make league minimum that are on special teams or on here or there, and they're not working on big contracts. Mm-hmm. NIL is the same. Toledo might have 7 or 8 players with NIL money, but there's 100+ on the roster, so the mm-hmm. rest of the kids don't get anything mm-hmm. or get very, very little. That's where I can help out, also to help advance a career, change lives, mm-hmm. make
awesome.
A difference.
Yeah, I read that, I thought. And did you go to UT? Or?
I haven't. I went to
Where'd you go to college?
I went to the Mennonite College of the West in Wichita, Kansas.
Okay.
It's called Heston College.
Yeah.
The class that I remember the most was business ethics. And the way that the Mennonite professors taught it is way above what I think it's what the world needs. Mm. We don't need to chase profit for profit's sake. We need to chase a wonderful experience for the customer for a lifetime of value. Mm-hmm. Then if we do our job correctly, the profit will come. But we do not chase profit. We chase integrity, honesty, and perfection. There was a Mennonite teaching and tradition, as well as German, that the person next to you never outworks you. Mm-hmm. So when you look at the people next to you, you are always outworking them to set the pace to help them out. Well, if you have a room full of people that will never let the person next to them outwork them, what would this world be like?
Right.
And doing it the right way, doing it with integrity, honesty, that's the key.
How was COVID for you? Is it ever not busy and for you? Because it's, I mean, you need air and you need heat.
COVID deemed us essential right away. Mm-hmm. So COVID really exploded our business because all the stay-at-home people started listening to their furnace and the noises, looked at their utility bills and said, wait a second, this isn't right. And so our business increased during COVID mm-hmm. and really helped us get our word out there more, our process, because we've always been air quality specialists. Because of my asthma and my allergies, I stay up to date on all the filters. So we sold a lot of air scrubbers. They were certified to kill COVID, sterilize mold, sterilize bacteria, sterilize viruses. Mm-hmm. We have them in our offices. I have them at home. What I noticed right away was better sleep because you have a cleaner air for the 8 hours of sleep. Mm-hmm. Your sinuses can process air better. But when somebody gets sick,
I think I might have
I'm talking him later.
I mean, we just got our air fixed by you, so I probably have them. That's why I've been sleeping good.
Okay.
So, but when somebody gets sick in the office, it doesn't go through the whole office because we have active ventilation, sterile air. Same thing at my house. So I have a lot of house guests, and during COVID, we had some quarantined house guests. And because I have air scrubbers, I didn't worry about getting sick or worry about them getting sick. And all the people that stayed with me during COVID, nobody got sick.
Nice. Hmm.
I have a 115-year-old house. What tips do you have for
people that have a 115-year-old
because,
house?
I mean, I have air conditioning, but it's kind of, I don't know, in your furnace. My furnace is going on 40 years old.
Wow.
There's two schools of thought, one of which involves a bulldozer.
No, my house is cool.
It's a bigger challenge, but it can be done. Proper airflow is everything. So then with proper airflow, you get proper comfort, proper filtering, proper air sterilization. Okay. Sealing up cracks and crevices and controlling where air enters the house can eliminate dirt and dust. Mm-hmm. And some of the impurities we don't want in the house. So there's a process to do that, even in the old houses. It's not cheap, but you can make that house perform better than most of the new stuff you see because most of the new stuff doesn't have air scrubbers, good filters, good sizing, good airflow.
Okay. So do you have any tips would you for people getting in your business, your line of work, whether to do it or not do it or... What do you think?
Oh, it's a great career. Heating and air conditioning is a base need as long as there's houses, condos, whatever, there will be the need for heating and air. There has to be the need for technicians, managers, and owners. So it's a great career. It's serviced me well, but I have worked very hard at it. If you want to be lazy, it's like any other career. You'll hate it.
Yeah.
But if you really want to work at it, you'll be very happy that you started in heating and air.
Do you think it's something that a person needs to go to college for, or take classes in, or is it something you train on the job? How does it work?
Trade school. Trade school is getting better and better at turning out younger and middle-aged people that are versed in all the basics of heating and air. And then we teach them the finer points of customer service and cleanliness and professionalism, all
your
that good
mission.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are very successful in your business, but you're also very giving. So I forget how many years ago it was when the Extreme Makeover was a big thing. You remember the Extreme Makeover?
Yeah.
And you were a part of that. You want to just share a little bit how that came about?
That was the fall of 2008, but the team starts in January, February of 2008. To the team of the Extreme Makeover producers. So they come in and they ask me to head up the mechanicals on the house and pick the builders and just started the whole process. So the groundwork was laid very much before the 7-day build. But the 7-day build was super cool, unlike anything any of us have ever done. And a little bit life-changing and something you'll never forget. When we walked onto the street for our part of the rough-in of the house, it was like walking into a football stadium. People were cheering. Our part was under lights at 10 o'clock at night. It was just really cool.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, I remember going to that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was.
I love that show. I cried every time they moved that bus.
Oh, I know.
I'm like, move that bus. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to cry.
No, but it was like, it was surreal.
That's very cool. So did you say how you got involved? Like, how did they pick you?
Just being involved, being well-known, following through, because nobody can drop the ball on a 7-day build. A couple of the coolest things, when they were filming the final show, Ty was in the basement with the heating and air conditioning system trying to say some lines. And the producers knew me by then. And I said, Ty, just say it this way. He practiced it once, They filmed it, and that's what made television. Mm-hmm. And I was standing right there off camera with Ty Pennington, and I'm like, wow, that's kind of cool. And that it didn't hit the editing floor, so to speak. It actually made it on TV. But they opened with a fundraiser at Centennial Terrace by, I think, Sanctus Riel. And it was a free concert to kick off the whole 7-day week and introduce the talent to the Toledo area. So they, I went out of curiosity. The place was packed, standing room only. It is probably the biggest crowd in Centennial history, definitely one of the top five, but they had no security detail. And I'm a volunteer at Centennial Terrace and understand the security detail aspect. So they said, what are you going to do to make sure the place doesn't mob the talent when they pull up? And I'm like, me? I have nobody. I have no ropes. I have not nothing. So my...
You're just tall.
My little...
Right? Yeah.
I was coaching soccer at the time, or I just finished coaching, and my little girls' soccer team was there, and they're like, get us autographs. Get us autographs. And I said, okay, you guys come with me. And I had them form a human chain from the limousine to the stage. And Ty and all the other people walked past them and did the autographs. And they were
the buffer.
The buffer keeping the people back. And
yeah, because no one's going to trample little
no,
kids.
They better not. Brilliant.
But when the limos pulled up, two big guys, the paid security guys, got out and said, what's your plan? I said, well, here's the truth. No preparation, yada, yada. But I have my little girl's soccer team as a buffer. We're going to walk right up there on stage. He looks around. He goes, that'll work. And so
that's great.
They walk up on stage. The guy grabs me and said, you're right here on stage with us. We'll watch the other side. You watch this side. And then the concert went on. Then the talent stayed afterwards, signed autographs. I had to stay there with them. I was late for dinner. But
that's a good story.
Oh, so
I
much.
Love it.
But then just the whole process, start to finish. Oh, and then the two big guys said, by the way, you're on security all week. You're going to work with us. So didn't get a lot of sleep that week, but I got to work with security detail and plus do my mechanical job. But Paul DeMeo said, we want to play softball on, I think it was the Wednesday night of the build. Get us a fast pitch team, girls. They supply a pitcher and catcher. We supply the other seven outfielders or eight outfielders. And I thought of Toledo girls softball and Scott Park. I said it. And then they decided to make it a clothing drop-off to gain entrance into the facility. So it still stands as the largest crowd in Scott Park history. They were all the way around the outfield, three or four deep. I knew some of the softball players. And then it turns out that the pitcher was one of the girls that I had coached a long time ago. Now she's in college. And I said, oh, I can't wait to take you downtown. She said, oh, I can't wait to throw at your head. I said, all right, I'm staying in the dugout. But I was in the talent dugout, the Extreme Makeover dugout, for the whole game. And I wanted to bat so bad, but I didn't.
Well, it kind of sounds like this whole event wouldn't have gone very well without you. did they pay you?
No.
No. I mean, good for you, but I
know,
just
right?
wondered because you did a lot.
But he volunteers at Centennial. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm one of his volunteers.
Remember when I wanted to be the volunteer?
Yeah.
And you were like, call Dwayne.
Yeah.
One
so,
time I almost got fired from my volunteer job. No, I'm kidding.
We do have people that aren't tuned into the process.
I just want to watch some music. Oh, yeah, come on in. It's fine.
I just finished my 28th year of volunteering there. So I've seen so many acts, and pre-COVID, we got to meet some of the acts, and it was really cool. And I've Got a lot of stories about volunteering at Centennial Terrace, but it's giving back to Sylvania, Sylvania Township, and Sylvania Schools. Mm-hmm. And what a better way to give back than volunteering at a music venue mm-hmm. like Centennial Terrace that's been there since, I think, 1938.
Wow.
It's still, I think, considered the largest outdoor dance floor in the state of Ohio.
Really?
So it's a gem we have, mm-hmm. and I've been always fond of that. Lucas County closed it. Mayor Cini at the time said, we got to open it back up. He leased it for a dollar, gave the keys to Ken Catafias at Sylvania Rec, and said, Ken, make it work. Ken made it work. We obviously struggled the first couple of years because we really didn't have much of a budget. But then the disco party took off, and that gave us some budget to work with, and then we got other stuff. And in 07, 08, we ran a levy campaign to rebuild the facility into a big stage with lots of electricity. And in 09, we were able to bring national touring acts in. We had the electrical to support them. We had the stage apparatus.
The stage is amazing. Mm-hmm. I actually got it to is. Perform yep. on Lori it three times it three so far. Times, yeah.
But what we needed, you have to have the superstructure above the stage to hold lights
right.
and effects and lasers and pyro. And mm-hmm. So that's what we had for the first time. Hmm. And so I'm banking community service hours. So next time I have to see the judge, I'm already prepaid.
There you go.
You're funny.
It's a wonderful facility. I love it,
it is.
There.
It's amazing.
It's just really nice.
It is. Getting back to our industry, mm-hmm. there's a political problem with our industry. Mm-hmm. The One World Order doesn't like Americans to have air conditioning when the rest of the world essentially doesn't have air conditioning. And they keep pushing Freon change. And it's certainly partially junk science that they're following. But every change drives the price of air conditioning up. Now there's another change coming in a year or two that's going to add another, in some guesstimates, 20% to your heating and air conditioning system. Mm-hmm. And we're making what pre-COVID might have been a $7,500 job, all of a sudden now, when this change comes about, you're looking at a $10,000 job. And when you talk about crushing the middle class with politics and bad decisions, that's just another example of you got to wake up and you got to fight this mm-hmm. kind of, I think, partially or really nonsense mm-hmm. and say enough's enough. We've paid enough. There's no reason it has to be that expensive. There's no reason they keep changing Freons. We got to fight it. And that's what our industry is facing. And then you as homeowners and business owners are going to face that in a year or two. And we're trying to get the word out to just say, you got to get the right people in there and stop this. This is getting out of control.
Is there anything on your website that talks about, because I have to always have things dumbed down for me?
It is something that we should do, mm-hmm. but in our industry, none of us really have time to keep yeah. up on all of that. We try to spread the
Wendy
word.
Wendy will do it.
Give me some yeah. pictures and graphics.
We just try to spread the word. We just try to get people mm-hmm. to think. And you know, if you're sitting on a 20-year-old system right now, I'd replace it.
Or 40. This is my furnace, so. But I don't know. I'm by the old school. Like, all the things in my house are made better. You know how they made things better?
Correct.
I know it's going to. My doors. I can slam my doors. Can you guys slam your doors?
I stay away from anger, so I don't have to slam doors.
Ours kind of just
close on them own.
Well, you know, when you pull it shut, it's like makes such a loud noise. Just
I don't know. You know what I mean.
Crash.
This stuff was made better then.
Don't slam your door. I didn't slam it.
Lori, I've known you for a while, and I think you came off the hinges a long time ago.
Thanks, Ray. Oh, my gosh.
It's all an act. She's really quite together.
I tried. Dwayne and I met in 2004.
Four.
And we actually were at Northview. We were Northview parents together.
Okay.
at the choir boosters.
Oh, fun.
And Dwayne was president.
And Gary Lewis, our director, said, go find Lori Litzer at the opening picnic. I said, well, which one's Lori Litzer? He goes, look for the makeup. And my Mary Kay, Lori Litzer, there she was.
There she was.
Yeah. Every piece of Mary Kay cosmetic was on her somewhere.
Yeah. Well, it looked good.
I'm sure.
Oh, it looked good.
Oh, she always looks good. She does. Well, that's why she was the leading person in the nation or whatever in the world. She was the leader of the world in Mary Kay.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
No. I was so happy they invented a cell phone camera so we could finally take a picture.
Yeah. Jane, be nice. Oh,
he's
my
ornery.
Heavens. He's
ornery.
But, you know, he's one of my biggest supporters since
You've
then,
always said
until
that.
Now.
Mm-hmm. You've yeah. said that when I first met you. You said yes. that. And I'm like, I know him. I know him. I know yeah. his name. I Yeah. But yeah.
And
yeah,
then so after our booster meetings, we'd go out to Ventura's mm-hmm. for drinks.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Well, did you have anything else that you wanted to add and let the people know?
Just that heating and air conditioning has been very good to me, and I've tried to give back as much as I can possibly give back to the industry.
And
I think
schools.
That's why.
I have to interrupt.
Schools.
And the community.
So, he's so giving. Mm-hmm. You are very giving. So what was it, a couple weeks ago? He said, listen, I just want to do something fun for the band at Northview. And the band is big, you guys. I mean, I don't even...
It's 185 students plus
look
support
at him. See,
staff.
He wow. knows. He know. Well, he had to know. You guys, do you know what he did? He got hot dogs. He even had vegan hot dogs there for the kids that didn't. The mm-hmm. buns, the chips, the condiments, the soda, the water, everything. Loaded it up in his trailer, asked just only a couple people to help. But he did all that just out of the goodness of his heart. And I mean, thank you for that. And the kids had a ball. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, I go, why are you? He goes, just to create fun memories for the kids.
Aww.
Like, who does
Those
that?
Those are the
That's
best.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. You are a very giving person.
So that afternoon, Tricia and I grilled 600 hot dogs. Hmm. If you are in a position to give, you should give. And it doesn't have to be monetary. It can be Centennial Terrace or something like that, or at your church. Or at a homeless shelter. Mm-hmm. My dad was on the board at Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission for 23 years. So we did all kinds of heating and air conditioning, or mostly heating work for them, and just have always been a part of my giving thought process. The leftover hot dogs and everything, next morning they were at Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission and the guys had a feast.
Nice.
So we always ask a question. You want to ask them? You go ahead and
All
ask
right. Okay, Dwayne. We'll give you a second or two to think about it. But what makes you our cool friend?
Well, the fact that I returned your phone call was step one. The fact that I don't, like, walk right past you on the street and ignore you.
Definitely.
Right.
Well, thanks for that.
You guys have always been fun, funny, and you run a great operation. You're both cool and much higher than myself on the cool meter, but you know, I'm trying
know
to
about
catch
that.
Up.
No,
I don't know about that.
If you guys weren't both so short, I could look up to you. But
oh, you are. How tall are you?
6'4", 6'5", okay, something like that. Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. You guys have to be at least 5'2" or 3".
I'm 5'5", 5'6". I think I used
We're
to
shrinking.
Be 5'6". I shrunk. I'm 5'5".
See how it gets squirreled?
Everybody wanted to know that.
From 5'8 and up, I'm a pretty good guesser, but the down there, it's hard to kind of, yeah.
Well, thanks for coming. We appreciate it. Will you come back if we have a part two?
Yes, I will.
Awesome.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah,
thanks,
thank you very much.
Joining us today on Hot Topics Cool Friends, I'm Lori.
And I'm Wendy.
We would like to give a special thanks to
Chris Piper, our executive producer, and
Gary Wagner, who wrote and produced our music.
If you guys have any questions or comments and you want to listen to more of these wonderful episodes, head on over to WGTE.org/coolfriends or anywhere you stream your podcast.
And remember
to thank your local business owner
and go out and hear a local musician.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.